Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to once again welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner. The old courthouse room is a little warm this morning, but the little breeze, cool breeze, is blowing through the front door. I don't know where it's coming from.
Feels good. Feels good.
We don't got much air conditioning in here, but it's a pleasure always to come to you live in the living color here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country with the Clay County Corner from the historic old Clay County Courthouse. Got the City Mayor, Mr. Luke Collins, with us this morning. And we have got a whole bunch of things to discuss. It's been a few months, I think, since I think Kevin maybe had you on here the last time.
Yes, sir, Coach Watson. It has been a while. You know, time flies when you're having fun, and it sure goes by quick.
Okay, and we, of course, want to thank everyone that makes this show possible each Thursday morning here at 9 o'clock, with the rebroadcast at 6 o'clock this afternoon. And I think we've got our broadcast updated on the Del Hollow Horizon site now. So you can also pick up and go through and choose some shows there if you'd like some of the older shows. So we've got all that going. And, of course, we want to thank the folks that make this possible here each Thursday morning, the Three-Star Committee and the Chamber of Commerce that put a lot of effort in this. And we're kind of looking at some things to do through the chamber here the next little bit, kind of revamp some things, and we may even try a live Facebook show one morning or and post some of these things on YouTube.
Sounds like a great idea.
On our historic Clay County Courthouse website, which happens to be Clay County TN, Clay County Courthouse, I'll get this right in a minute, historic Clay County Courthouse TN.com. We've got all kinds of information things on there, and we've also got a Facebook page for the courthouse. We try to keep things up, and of course the chamber's got one. Of course, that's the way everybody's communicating these days, so if we're going to keep up, we're going to have to do that. And with that, we'll let everyone know we're going to be giving away one of our birthday prizes today, a little bit later on. Got a few names today, folks celebrating anniversaries, birthdays. Then we got one little, I guess, public service message from Mr. Paul Boyce, telling us about the annual Wilderness Day Camp in memory of Russ Kane. This is July the 14th up at this pavilion at 5101 Campground Road here in Salina, Tennessee. And I know we've got lots of things going on right now. I know I think I saw some pictures where the cord went down and cleaned up around the camp, and just all kinds of stuff going on. We're working on a number of things up at the park, kind of getting a little concentration on that. And of course, we got some things that right now it's kind of hard to get some of the materials we need to do some of the work up there. And if we do get it, they really do like it, but they don't want to turn loose of it.
Yeah.
It's really easy. we got those things going. But like I said, Mayor Collins is here with me, and here in a few minutes we're going to start talking here in a few minutes, and we may wander off everywhere in the world. I know he's in right now. He's through with getting the budget ready, things like that.
Yes, sir.
Got a hold of this, and we're going to talk about some of the things going on up at the park. Got our new sign up on the pole up for leading folks down to the park.
Looks great.
Now. Got that. Just lots of things going on. And with that, we'll take a little short break here, work in a few commercials, come back, and we'll find a starting point and go from there. We'll be right back.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. It's great to be here this morning, and like I said, I've got Mayor Collins with me. He's got a list of things over here, and when he goes through some of that, like I said, we may wander off in a lot of different directions because it's been a while since he's been here, and there's just lots and lots of things to talk about. And Mayor, I'm just going to turn it over to you for a few minutes.
Yes, sir, Coach. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I certainly want to thank the Chamber of Commerce for the great job that they're doing. Some of our local businesses fixing up their buildings and just really going above and beyond to help our city and to help our county. And certainly want to thank you, Coach Watson, for you know, your endeavors and the things you're doing here at the courthouse to make it better, and being on the radio, and all those things just makes our community so much better. Like the signs and the windows and the paint and everything here at the courthouse. So I sure appreciate that. Got a lot of good news yesterday. Finally got the phase one archaeological survey done, so we can hopefully move forward, get permission from the Corps to do a splash pad at Donaldson Park. And the dig went well, looks good. They've got to get some paperwork from the state and the Corps and fill it out, and it'll be next week until they get their actual report done, and then we'll just have to wait and get permission from the Corps of Engineers to start digging and fix us a splash pad.
Is that the one where the Indian Nation has to sign off on it too?
Well, I think so. It's the Corps of Engineers and the state. I believe it's there's some federal laws and state laws that says the Indians, Native Americans have the right to make sure that it's, you know, not a burial site or, you know, and obviously I mean, if there was a big archaeological site,
they want to
yeah, absolutely, and we just put the splash pad somewhere else. So anyway, it's just a lengthy process. I know that you know, we're supposed to be patient, but it's hard to be, and that's a weakness of mine. I'm not patient. Shoot, I wanted to get the splash pad built last summer, but obviously that didn't happen, and it looks like the best case scenario, you know, would get started on it this fall. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, you know, the regulations there, I know, are pretty strict. I think you can't disturb any topsoil below, what is it, 6 inches or something or other without?
Yeah, it is pretty strict. Of course, you know, we don't own the property. It belongs to the United States of America, to the Corps of Engineers. And we have to go by their rules. Now, they'll let us clean the bathrooms, and they'll let us mow the grass. But when it comes to digging or building something, you know, we've got to get approval. But now they have been very cooperative about allowing us to do the frisbee golf. Of course, it's above ground.
Right.
You know, there's nothing in the ground. They're mobile and very cooperative about the Gaga ball pit that we put up at the park. And those have been a great success, and we're hoping to have some frisbee golf tournaments down there, you know, to bring more people to town and spend some money, and we feel like we can. And of course, Dr. Young and the Chamber's done a great job with a grant to build a couple of pickleball courts and to fix up our tennis court, fix up the basketball court. We already have a fence around the basketball court.
Well, you don't have to chase the ball.
You don't have to chase the ball into the woods and the river. And I noticed that, you know, the other day I was down there and there were people playing frisbee golf, and they were playing ball, and they were so tickled that there was a fence and they didn't have to run that ball down all the time. And hey, local painter that does such a great job, Manny, we've got him. He's going to be painting a mural down there at the basketball court on both sides. And then after that, we plan on getting him to do a lot more murals. And, of course, on the side of the William Hull building up here, beautiful mural. And I tell you what, extremely talented young man. I tell you, I wish so much that I was a creative person and I could do stuff like that. But the good Lord just left me out. You know, I could paint it a solid color, I just really, really admire his work, and that makes a town look so much better, you know, when you have those things.
Well, you know, when we get people that pull up to that four-way stop where we have thousands and thousands of cars every day.
Yes.
And we need something that's catching their eye.
Yep.
And I know our little Music City Pathway sign has done some of that.
Yep.
And I know that a lot of folks have seen the mural down here on Gone Country.
Mm-hmm. And it sure looks good.
And of course, if we can kind of slow the log trucks through Salina here in the next little people will feel safe walking around here in Salina.
Right.
And not dodging vehicles all the time.
Talking about the trucks, I didn't realize until I was city mayor, and of course the city mayor's office, you can look out the window and see Highway 52. It's amazing how many big trucks do come through Salina, and how many of them get lost and get in the wrong spot, and we have to try to get them out, and it's definitely a problem. And bless her heart, none of them ever stop and spend any money here. But I guess they're just trying to get...
one of the things that kind of hit my mind on the bypass thing is when a lot of these trucks, a lot of them have gotten off of the interstate over in Gainesboro,
yeah,
in Livingston, I mean, over in Coolville. And how many of them, if they know there is a pilot station here in Salina, where they can just very easily pull off and fill up without having to get off and make a special run somewhere or another?
Yeah, if
that's going to put some business there.
Oh yeah, if we had a truck stop, that would be a great opportunity right there, because they're definitely coming through here, and of course they got to have fuel, and if, you know, they want a place to, you know, buy things, shower, and those things. But yeah, you're right. If we had a pilot or some kind of truck stop, that would be super. So
You know that when people, the tourists coming into Salina, I know the concern of the local merchants were that they were going to take that bypass, but our experienced travelers coming in here, they're not going to drive halfway around Salina to get back on the highway where they can come straight through Salina and keep going up to Cedar Hill in the lake. I don't think it's really going to affect the tourist flow of traffic to Salina that much at all.
I don't think it will either. You know, time will tell, I don't think it will either. I think having the good signage and things that look attractive, you know, to pull people into a community and get them to stop and get out and spend some money, you know, that's what it's all about.
The old tradition of small towns like us was that we wanted that parking space right in front of that grocery store where we could hop out and go in, and that's kind of a thing of the past. How many of us go over to Walmart and walk a half a mile to the front door?
Yeah.
But we don't want to walk 10 steps to go in Dawn Country to have our breakfast. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And we've got a big parking lot over here.
Yeah.
But, you know, once we kind of make it a little bit safer and easier to get around, I think, you know, a lot of folks will come up with the idea, hey, I'll park over here where it's nice and safe, get out. Take me a little walk before I go to breakfast.
Right. And that parking is a premium. When I was county mayor and had the county mayor's office here in this courthouse, I would park over in the bank parking lot and walk over here so that it would be, you know, one more parking spot available. Because when we had these offices in here, I mean, it just the people working in the courthouse, you know, took up a lot of space. So, anyway, those...
And our merchants want to park in front of their business.
Yeah.
But, you know, something, too, I've always thought it would be neat if we had a visitor center at the back of that bank parking lot. Because, you know, everybody that comes through town sees that parking lot.
You've got a point there. I hadn't thought about that, but they absolutely do. Yep, they sure do.
That would be a neat place for a look for a couple of bathrooms.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Welcome center there.
That's something we have been working on is trying to find a place to get some public bathrooms that are handicap accessible, you know, here around the courthouse.
And they might be open to maybe donating a little spot there to give up four or five parking spaces.
Mr. Mayo Brown, and unfortunately Mayo Brown passed away, but a fine man. And Mayo Brown was going to give us his property on the corner, and we were going to put a handicap bathroom there and some picnic tables and kind of a little mini park, you might say. But unfortunately, Mr. Brown, when he passed away, and he had that paperwork at his house. So had he have lived, you know, probably one more day.
Yeah.
I plan on getting in touch with his family. But I certainly didn't want to do it right after him passing away.
But,
I thought.
But with that, you know, parking now would be a tremendous problem.
Well, you couldn't park there. It would have to be a walk-in.
They said I'd park down there at the bank and walk back up.
Well, but when we have events, you know, around the courthouse, that way there'd be some bathrooms. If somebody was in a wheelchair, they'd be handicap accessible because, as you know, the bathrooms here.
It would be for people that are already walking around here.
Right.
So we've got to get them out and get them walking.
Yeah. I appreciate Mayo Brown and his willingness to do that. I should have been faster about contacting him, but a great American and a great hometown fella.
Career in education, coach.
Yeah, absolutely.
High school,
yeah,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A great reflection upon our community.
Well, yeah, great role model, and well said. A great reflection on our community.
I think we need to take a little short break.
Okay, yes, sir. Yeah. Okay.
You want to talk about the budget a little bit next, or wherever you want to go?
Well, I've got some.
What have you got coming up next?
Well, we're getting estimates on paving all the city streets.
Okay, now let's stop right there, and we'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's great to be here this morning. Like I said, Mayor Collins is here, and he's got a big, long list here, and I know he's got some more information about some improvements that are getting ready to happen here in the city. If you would, Mayor, just proceed.
Okay, yes, sir, Coach Watson. One thing that we're hoping to do is to pave all the city streets. Getting estimates on that now. We've been in contact with Rural Development about getting a loan to do that, a low-interest loan. So hopefully that will work out, and we can get all these streets paved. And hey, I want to invite everyone out, weather permitting, to Donaldson Park this Saturday night, and we'll be playing the movie Old Yeller. So come on out, and the city will have its concession stand there, so there'll be, you know, drinks and hot dogs and that sort of thing, candy. and our bathrooms are working good now. And we're going to, it's not done yet, but we're going to be replacing the water fountains. You know, there hadn't been a water fountain there for a long time. We're going to have a water fountain and also a fountain where you can fill up your container.
Is it one of these filtered water things, or?
Well,
that was a project we had going here at one time where they were putting up, you know, water filtration plants, little things there like a water fountain where you get your filtered water.
Well, I mean, it would certainly be. It's city water, so it's certainly filtered. At our water plant. Filtered very good. I mean, we have great water that comes in, first of all.
We kept Nestle in business for a long time.
That's exactly right.
If you got one of those old collector bottles that says they're getting water from Salina, Tennessee, hold on to that.
That's right. I wish I had one. I can tell you. I wish I had one of those. But anyway, that's another something that we're planning on doing. It was a pretty big task just getting those bathrooms fixed. And of course, you know, we consider it not totally fixed because we still don't have the water fountains there yet.
Right.
But now there's Wi-Fi there at Nelson Park, and it's free, and it works very good. And we've got a lot of good things going on there. So come out.
Need to bring your own seating or sit on the
grass. Yeah, you'll have to either sit on the grass or bring a chair. Now, what we always do is just bring us those little fold-up chairs. And
this is there at where the little parking area is at the main shelter.
Mm-hmm, yep.
On the little sloping hills out there.
Yep. On that little slope between the bathrooms and the biggest shelter and the playground. And, you can come early before dark and, the kids can play on the playground, play some frisbee golf, gaga ball, basketball, whatever, walk a trail. Anyway, come on out and enjoy it. Oh, and on the frisbee golf, we have a great opportunity for businesses or somebody that wants to honor a friend or family member. It's 18 hole frisbee golf course, so it is it will be eligible for tournaments, and that's what we're hoping for. But it's $250 to sponsor a hole, and you would get a sign up that would say in memory of Harold and Billy Collins or whatever you might want to put on there, a local business or whatever. And it'll be there as long as the Corps will let us keep it there, and that's a great way to honor somebody, and it's a great way to advertise, and it's a great way to help and serve your community too. So we're happy about that. And I was talking to Gina this morning. We've already had some folks to commit to that and bring us some checks, and hopefully some of those signs will be ordered today, and they'll be installed, probably next week or something. We've got a local guy, Nick Melton's making our signs for us. So, we get with Nick, and he does us a great job and does it either free or cheap. So I want to thank him for his contribution to our community and everything that he does. With the city is also trying to order and has been trying to order a one-ton pickup on state bid, and they can't get it to us. You were talking about the shortage of materials, and we have waited probably 9 months, and they told us they thought it would be this fall that we would get it, and now they're telling us it may be even longer. So it's a frustrating situation. So it's unbelievable, to think that you'd have to wait that long to give an American automotive company your money.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's just that's the
Sign of the times.
Sign of the times. And speaking of signs, we've ordered some Bulldog banners. I know you would appreciate this, Coach. You know, we have our on the light poles, we have our banners.
Right.
And we change them out. And we've ordered some Clay County Bulldog banners. And when ball season starts, we're going to change out and put those banners up to support our team. And we're extremely, extremely proud of those Bulldogs. And, of course, we've been replacing a lot of signs around town through the grant and through us just taking the initiative and doing it. We found there was a lot of stop signs and other signs that were just very old and faded and really didn't project the image that we wanted. So we've been replacing those.
Well, you know, it's a little simple thing when you pull into a town that way, you know, that the undergrowth and everything's cleared away from those signs.
Clean.
And the posts are all nice and straight.
I mean, folks
notice that. You know, they'll come by and they say, hey, if they don't even think enough of their city to put a straight sign
up, I'm
going to go straight through it.
Don't you love our new Welcome to Salina signs? I tell you what, I'm so proud of those. The guys did a great job putting those up and Dr. Young's efforts, you know, in getting that grant and ordering those. And it really puts out a much better image than the other signs that we had. Now, it's been so hot. We have bought an ice machine for our employees down at the shop. So and we also bought coolers to go on the truck, so they have plenty of water. You know, these folks out here patching roads and fixing water leaks.
I'll tell you what, now that's a tough job, right?
Yes,
there.
Sir, and it's 24/7.
Right.
It is very common for these guys to be called out on weekends, 1, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and you know, in that water and in that mud and in the heat, working hard to keep the water flowing. And we've got a great team. I'm extremely proud of them. Certainly appreciate the great job that they do. We got a $500,000 housing grant for the city of Salina. Hopefully, that'll be, I would like to think that we might be able to start some construction maybe this fall. We'll see. Again, there is some shortages, you know, in materials and things.
Right.
So, oh, and another something I'm very proud of is we had some safety issues at the water plant, at the sewer plant, at our water intake, and we've got all those safety issues fixed. And we had a lot of pumps that were system in our system. We need two pumps, you know, a pump and then a backup pump. And
right.
We have those in several locations. Well, what we discovered was there was a lot of places we just had one pump, and the backup pump, you know, wasn't working, or it wasn't available, wasn't there.
Yeah.
And that's a big, big risk. And that's a risk that we're not interested in taking. So we have all the water ones fixed. So we have those backup pumps. And I believe that with the sewer, almost all of them, maybe we lack two, but they've been ordered. So we're waiting for those to come.
Okay.
So,
well, another, what about our sidewalk project? We haven't heard anything about it. Is it kind of on hold again? Or,
you know, I'll be honest with you, Coach. I would need to look into that. I cannot give you an accurate answer.
Well, I know that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah. I don't know exactly where we're at in that stage. I've been spending so much time on the hospital and other things, but I'm so glad you brought that up so I can look into that and find out exactly what's the next step on that so we can move forward.
Okay, back to your list.
got this list. Say who's naughty and nice, and we're going to check it twice.
Wait a minute. We need to take a little break.
Okay.
I need to read off our birthdays and anniversaries for today so we can give away one of those prizes here, compliments of WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country, each Thursday morning. The process is we will use a system to choose here after a while, and you go over to the chamber and pick up an envelope with the birthday prize in it. And looking down through here, celebrating birthdays this past week, got Mr. Jeff Hatcher celebrating the birthday, and then 22nd anniversary by Tina and Landon Melton, and Letitia Denton celebrated the birthday on the 1st.
Yeah.
Miss Melanie Eads got a call in on her, wishing her happy birthday. And then we've got a mother and a son celebrating a birthday this past week. Miss Nikki Gass out in the Moss community celebrated the birthday on the 2nd. And then her son, Oliver Gass, is celebrating his one-year birthday on the 5th. And Mr. Collins said that we need to wish his daughter a happy birthday, but now we can't put her in the drawing now.
Well, that's fine.
They would kind of accuse us of being partial.
You're trying to pull a slick one, yeah. But I'm very proud of her. She turned sweet 16, Allison Collins.
Did she graduate this spring? Or
Well, still in.
Is that your oldest?
I
get them confused.
It's easy to do. Now, of course, my son Cody's in his 30s, but then with the girls, Abigail is 20, Anna Ray will soon be 18,
and she graduated this
spring. Now, her birthday is the 30th of July. Now, Allison just turned 16, and on the 3rd of July, so she's still, of course, in high school, but taking some college classes at Ball State, so I'm very, very proud of her. And she's named after my brother Mark. It's Allison Markey Collins.
I'll take a little short break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and gardening, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. I know we've, like I said, got a few things going on. One thing I want to mention is we've got our museum festival coming up here in about a month from now. The first weekend in August, we'll have that going on with all those activities again. And of course, we're getting ready here at the courthouse. Next year, we'll be celebrating the 150th anniversary of the opening of this courthouse, and we're going to have some celebrations and things in that. And I've got a little bit thing here I'd like to tell you about on that. Back in the summer, we had the Historic National Army ran a little ad in our local paper saying that they had a limited edition Henry Lever action rifle that they were selling that was a Tennessee Clay County weapon. And so, you know, with kind of protecting our trademark and things here now, I gave the gentleman that, I guess, that owns the company a call and asked him when he got permission to do this and all this stuff. And he said, well, he got permission from the county mayor back in 2006, and they'd made a limited number. And one day a year, they advertised in the local paper saying they have them. So, and we got to talking. He was a big history buff, and I've taught history for a number of years. And I got off on our Adopt a Window project here and told him about it and asked him if he wanted to adopt one of our windows. And I told him how much it was. He said, well, I don't know about that much money. But he kind of thought, sounded like for a second, he come back and said, I'll tell you what I'll do, Mr. Watson. He said, I will make you a one-of-one Henry 3030 special edition that for Tennessee, Clay County, with a courthouse on one side, and then on the other side it will have a little motto there, a picture of our windows, our big windows here, and it'll say in honor of the 150th birthday of the courthouse, and there will only be one of those ever made. And it's a Henry Golden Boy.
Yeah.
And we're going to come up with some kind of process to either have a raffle or an auction or something and spread it out and make enough money maybe to put a window or two in here.
Well, that'd be super.
And it is a beautiful firearm. And you know, I don't know how you thank someone for something like that, but we sure do appreciate when folks come through. You know, there's been lots and lots of folks that have adopted the window. I think we have 11 folks now that have done that. And the honorary plaques are in, and as soon as we get the rooms remodeled and painted and things where we can put them up, we'll be getting those up for them. And, of course, that is still open if you'd like to honor a member of your family in this courthouse, which hopefully be around for another 150 years. That's something that you might want to look into. For $2,500, you will actually rebuild one of these windows and have a plaque put beside it honoring a family member or someone that has served in the county or whatever you want to do. So just keep that in mind and just contact me if you're interested in that.
You know, Coach, over around 20 years ago when I was county mayor, we did the lights around the courthouse, and also those were paid for same way by donations.
Right.
And then we put the name tag on them, you know, whoever it's in honor of. And at that time, there was some folks said, well, you know, what if somebody, you know, tears the sign off of them or something? And I want you to know that's been 20 years, and every one of them still there. There's never been a problem. And those are all outside, and they still look good. And that's a great success story and shows how much the people in this community appreciate beautiful things and, you know,
we were able to update the globes around the courthouse.
Yeah, hey, those look good. Those globes look good.
We had the big round. You know, everybody has big rounds.
Right. We got the fancy ones now.
We got a little bit fancier here. And we got, you know, some lighting around the courthouse.
Yeah.
I know one of the things we were talking about when we were talking about what to do with some of that lighting money. But the first thing was, you know, to light around the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
I said, well, we need to really light it up real good so they can see how bad those other lights look.
Yeah, that's the truth. You know, one thing, I didn't realize this, but when I got elected city mayor, I rode around town, and there was a lot of street lights that were out. They were just out. So we got with our good partner, Tri-County Electric, and then they put the new LED lights in.
Right.
And You know, it just makes the community look so much better when it's well lit.
We can show off our murals after dark.
Yeah, absolutely. People are more apt to stop and spend some money, you know, when it's lit up and looks good. You know, if it's dark, you know, they'll just keep it going.
You know, I think some enterprising person ought to open up some kind of 24-hour business here around this courthouse where anybody comes through any time of the night could get out.
Good to me.
In a well-lit, safe place and go in and get a cup of coffee or something and go. You know, you might not make a whole lot of money, but you make a lot of friends.
I've got to tell you this funny story. I won't mention a name, but this had been some years ago, and there was a lady called me. This was about 2 in the morning and woke me up, and she said that she had found a scorpion on her face. She woke up and there was a scorpion on her face, and she was very emotional. She was torn all to pieces. And anyway, she wanted me to come and spray and take care of the scorpions. And then I kind of went into my sales pitch. Well, this is about a scorpion and here's how many inch. I don't want to hear none of that. And I said, you just come and spray. And I said, well, what time would you like me to be there? And she came back and she said, no, you don't understand, do you? What do you mean? She said, you're coming right now. I said, right now? At 2 in the morning? I said, well, yeah, we'll have to have lights, flashlights. She said, I've got flashlights. She said, you're coming right now. I said, yes, ma'am. Let me get my clothes on. And because she told me, she said, there's no way I can go back to sleep, you know, after waking up with a scorpion on my face. So anyway, apparently budget pest control is a 24.
You're 24-hour pest control.
Yeah. That's by 2 o'clock in the morning, in the dark, pest control job. But anyway.
All right, back to serious business.
Back to serious business. That's right. Hey, one thing that I've absolutely got to do is to thank and honor our 3 young people that went to Wildwood, New Jersey to represent Salina and Clay County and our great community. And they did an outstanding job in that tournament. And that was Mr. Miles Lacey and Miss Gracie Strong and Miss Emma Strong. And we are so proud of those 3 young people and the great job that they did representing us. And I just can't say enough about how proud.
I think Gracie brought the 3rd-place trophy home.
Yes, absolutely.
And I think
absolutely.
She may be able to go back again next year and try again. I think you saved going to your 14, I believe.
Well, the folks that won, you know, that beat out Gracie and Emma and Miles were 15. So, you know, there they were,
they're
13, competing against the 15-year-old.
They won't be back again.
And the reason that they extended the age from 14 to 15 was because of COVID. And, you know, they didn't have the tournament last year, you know, because of COVID. So anyway, that's a pretty big difference, you know, 13
to 15.
And we have
had, I believe, maybe half a dozen of our folks that have gone up there and actually won.
We have.
Going all the
way
back to Miss Amanda Burns.
Yeah, absolutely. And it seems we have always had somebody that has been competitive. Now, they may not have won it, but, you know, they were competitive and they, you know, really represented us well. And so we are extremely proud of those 3 young folks and the great job that they did. And I hope and encourage them to continue with the marbles. And I want to take this opportunity, too, to thank the Tennessee Knucklers over here, which is kind of the Marble Association,
right.
The group.
They're running home, folks.
Yeah, they're great. There was some folks here that were trying to get to work out a deal to get them to reopen the hospital. And in communicating with them, they ask, what's some great things about your community and what's some unique things? And I said, well, I tell you what, won't we just jump in the car and drive about 2 minutes, and I'll show you something great and unique about this community. And we went over there to the Marble Yard, and I tell you what, the hospitality that those Tennessee Knucklers and their family, you know, presented to these folks, people they didn't even know. They fed them some delicious barbecue and some other things, showed them how, you know, the game was played. Of course, let them watch other people play. And they gave them some marbles, and they were tickled to death. So it is great when me as a mayor, when somebody, you know, asks me a question like that, when I can say, well, you don't have to take my word for it. Just jump in the car, and we'll be there in 2 minutes.
You know, that's something, you know, with our Rolly Hall Marble Museum here, one of the plans is to have, we don't have the room out here for a great big full-size marble yard, but we're going to have a marble yard here on the courthouse square.
That's great.
Where they can actually go out, and we'll hand them a couple of flint marbles, and they go out and do that. And part of the celebration we're looking at, I know the Kentucky Headhunters are really closely associated with this.
Right.
They have given us permission to use their name and to have a national Kentucky Headhunters Numis Walker Marble Tournament
next summer. That's super. Yeah.
So, you know, that is something that we're going to gain quite a bit of publicity on.
The city, I feel like the alderman would be more than happy to vote, you know, to appropriate some a little bit of funds to help with that. You know, obviously, we're not a rich city. You know, this is I think they realize, as I do, how important those cultural things are and how important it is, you know, to put fertilizer on your garden. And I mean, we've got a good bunch. And hey, I got some more good news. I talked to Mr. Tommy at BF Transformers this morning, and told him I was going on the radio, and he said, "Well, hey, Luke, when you get an opportunity, please tell him that we're hiring at BF Transformers, and we've got some new benefits packages." He didn't go into the details, but he wants people to come and talk to him. And of course, they can tell him about the pay and the benefits, but he said it was increasing.
We've got to get him on radio.
Well, he would be a great guy to get on the radio, yeah. He's from Houston, Texas, and a super guy and working hard, and we appreciate every single job that they've created there. And it is great that they are hiring, and we got some other folks hiring. So, you know, that's a good situation to be in.
Okay, now, let's give them a location where to go to down there.
Oh, you're exactly right. I apologize, Coach. If you go on East Lake Avenue and in the curve there where Ollie's restaurant is, if you'll make that left, there's a sign there, and I believe it says Clay County Highway Department and BF Transformers. And you would turn left if you were going. Let's see. Well, I guess that's east from the courthouse going to Ollie's. Yeah. So you would turn left if you were headed toward the courthouse. Turn right and. And anyway, you go down, I don't know, maybe a tenth of a mile, and then you would turn right again, and VF Transformers is right there, and then the highway department is back behind it. Head down there, great group.
That chamber, anyone that's looking for a job, you can go out there and put in an application that will go to everybody in Clay County that is looking to hire someone. And I know you can go through that process of getting it, filling out an application over the chamber, or you can go down there on site.
The chamber does an outstanding job with handling that and letting people know who is hiring, and then the chamber sends an email out to these different companies or groups, organizations, whatever, that's hiring, to let them know, and they'll send them a copy of their application, you know, through email. So
we have got about 4 minutes for you to jump through. Anything important real quick, though?
Well,
we we're going to have to slow down.
Okay.
Slow down to speed up.
Put the brakes on to speed up. Well, Coach, I'm trying to think. There's so many things to talk about. But shoot, I think we've pretty well covered about everything that I can think of offhand. But shoot, just come to Salina and spend some money. And I guess something I would like to encourage people to do is to take, and there's already a lot of people doing this, but and I guess to those folks, thank you, and continue to take the initiative, you know, to make positive change in your community. And we'd love for you to buy, to sponsor a Frisbee golf hole. And again, we'll put a sign up. It could be for your business or in memory of, you know, your parents, grandparents, anybody. Could be, you know, your children that may still, you know, be alive. It doesn't have to be somebody that's passed away or anything. So we've got good things going on down there. It's just slow dealing with the Corps of Engineers. They're a great organization, but what
folks don't understand is that the Salina Corps of Engineers is not in charge of this place. That is
right. Well,
if Cornell Hall instead of Dale Hall.
If the local people were the ones that we had to deal with, it'd be no problem.
Right.
Those folks are great. But when you start dealing with the ones in Nashville, and let me say this too, they've been great too. I mean, the ones that I've communicated with over the phone and in person are very nice. It's just a process, and it's slow. You know, there are just requirements. You have to have so many days to do this, so many days to do that.
You know, over the years, I can remember, you know, how the Corps of Engineers were such a, I guess, straight-laced. You know, everybody had to follow the exact rule, and there wasn't any variance in anything. But it seems like in the last, maybe the last 20 years, that they have kind of changed their mind and that they want to be more cooperative with the local folks here.
They certainly have been the ones that I've worked with. And if they had more money, I think they would help us more. You know, the city has really spent a lot of money on Donaldson Park, but it's beautiful and it's an asset and it's important. So we're continuing with that, and you know, we also have an opportunity. Time, okay.
Okay, all right. And I'll tell you what, this has been great. And now I want you to, we're going to do this real scientific now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've got 6 names on here. You give me a number between 1 and 6. Now, don't say 7.
I'll say 7. Okay, a number between 1 and 6. What about 3? What about this right?
Just go right in the middle.
Yeah, how that sound?
That looks like Miss Letitia Dent.
Well, she's a fine lady,
yes,
and comes from a great family.
Mr. Thomas, sure. Well, I guess they're telling me that time's up. We need to shut the doors here, get everything put back where it belongs. Tell everyone, you know, may the good Lord bless and keep until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kicks Country, and Osama. And we will say... good day, Clay County. Thanks, Mayor.
Thank you, Coach Watson. Thank you.